go.
A group of Mount Edgecombe boys are standing in their swim trunks, trading glances at each other to see who will be the first brave to get in.
Are we allowed to get in or what?
And then the student body president, Eric Handeland, tiptoes to the edge of the tallest diving board. The 9th, 10th, and 11th graders, who are supposed to be heading back to class, are instead lining the perimeter of the pool, cell phones held up in camera mode. That is the sound of the first Mount Edgecombe student cannonball. After a ribbon-cutting ceremony, the Athabascan dance group led the student body into the building. The windows are floor-to-ceiling, the walls cream-colored, and the pool a tropical blue. There's 8 lanes in the 25-yard direction and 5 lanes in the 25-meter direction, with plans to install a slide and a climbing wall that hangs over the water. Senator Bert Stedman watches the scene unfold from the lobby.
But yeah, they looked really excited. You watch them go around the pool and look at their expressions on their face. They're excited.
The pool will host swim classes for the students and eventually be open to other entities like the U.S. Coast Guard, the Trooper Academy, swim clubs, and of course the general public for a fee. But the building isn't quite finished yet. Stedman ticks off what's left to be done.
Getting the climbing wall in, the water slide, order the bleachers, and then we got to do a kind of a count of the physical situation to take a look at paving the parking lot and doing the grounds.
And Stedman says the capital funds are there to complete the project, but not for operating the pool, an estimated $500,000 in annual cost, depending on the hours of operation. This aquatic facility got its start as a $20 million item on a statewide bond issue, approved by Alaska voters in 2010. The legislature later approved an additional $6 million. While the project has had its supporters, it's had critics as well. Mount Edgecombe student Mackenzie Smith of Bethel wishes the money had been spent on another academic building or a new dorm for Mount Edgecombe.
Some of the classes are pretty small, and I think if we were to expand either the classes or the dorms more, we might be more productive than we already are.
Stedman doesn't disagree with her, saying, quote, "We're not done at Mount Edgecombe yet."
We've got classroom expansion that needs to be done. I'd like to see, before I retire out of the Senate, a new boys' dorm. We've got, last time I was there, there was 3 to 4 boys per room with one desk. So we'll work with Department of Ed on what capital projects we're going to do and when we're going to do them at Edgecombe, but this is not the last one.
But as for this pool, which is nearly 2 decades in the making, he's just happy to see it nearly complete. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.